Welcome to the new podcast, brought to you by GasSafe Register, where we'll be discussing what you need to know when buying your first home. Buying a property can be one of the most stressful things you ever do, but also one of the most rewarding, and I'm joined by two guests who are going to help minimize the stress and maximize the enjoyment. Alongside me today are property expert and TV presenter Lucy Alexander, who you'll all recognise from Homes Under the Hammer, and Scott Darrick, who is the head of communications at GasSafe Register. When buying a new home, many people will focus solely on what a property looks like and where it's located. However, this could mean overlooking crucial factors which not only impact your happiness, but also your safety. Scott, Lucy, thank you for joining me.
Hello.
Good morning.
So Lucy, 15 years on Homes Under the Hammer. You've been on our screens for over a decade and a half.
Makes me feel really old, sorry.
Well,
you stop right now.
So we're talking about style over safety when people are looking at homes.
Yes.
Specifically for people buying a new home. What should they look for first?
I know, first of all, can we go back to that style over safety? I mean, it's incredible to think that more people are interested in buying their cushions and duvet covers than being safe in their home. But to be honest,
you kind of understand that though a little bit.
I know, I completely get that, because if you have got a little area of savings, you want to buy something that you can see rather than put it on a boiler or be safe in your home. But we'll definitely get back to that. But yes, I've been doing Homes Under the Hammer for many years. I probably have been in and around 50,000,000 houses. There's nothing I haven't seen when it comes to property.
So what do you notice people end up looking for first? Because you'll have seen a lot of people, and including yourself, you've owned quite a few properties yourself.
Yeah, I have. So bought and sold a few myself.
What's that thing that you find people go, oh, that makes that house stick out for me?
Well, you know what? First and foremost, you've got to find a location that's right for you. You've got to be so busy. You've got to go all different times of the day. You've got to find a house that you absolutely love. You've got to do all your research. You've got to busy yourself. You've got to become the agent's best friend. You've got to chat to every mother at the school gate. And let me tell you, the last house I found was because some lovely mummy had said to me, oh, you do know Julie and Rob are putting the house up for sale. What? Are they? Straight round there. You know, you've got to be really clever. You've got to really make it work for you. You've got to find a house that you can put your own style and stamp on, and a house that you can add value to, I think, is key.
But Scott, obviously, from GasSafe Register point of view, people need to be paying attention to their safety, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the biggest purchase people will make in their lives. And there are lots of different factors that will influence on there. And everything that Lucy says is absolutely right. You just need to feel right. So we're not coming in as killjoys and saying, oh no, you absolutely must go for the ugliest house but with the safest bit around here. But we just did some research trying to find out whether safety is even part of the conversation. And for a lot of people, we found it really isn't. You know, over a quarter of people said that redecoration was their biggest priority over whether things like the gas boiler in the house or the cooker or any of the appliances were safe, let alone whether they were, you know, going to be something that might need to be replaced. So we just want to put that in as part of the conversation, not be killjoys, not spoil the great joy of wandering around and, you know.
But Scott, you can understand that, can't you? I mean, surely when you're buying a new home, you know, things like checking the ovens working and the boilers working don't come top on everybody's list, but they should.
They need to be on the list. And I think that's the big thing to say, because I know you're hugely experienced at buying houses. Your process is incredibly slick in knowing what to do. But for most people, they might buy a house how many times in their life? Two, three times, something like that. You're not match fit. You know, you don't necessarily have all the advice and all the information to hand. So you think, oh, crikey, right, what do I not know that I don't know?
Yeah.
So something like this is just about saying, well, what can we do to help you? To just add something to your list of questions. Mm. Some of the things that you presume might happen automatically, you know, we'll talk about surveys and what you might assume is automatically going to be in any survey that you get done, might not be. So you suddenly find you bought your dream house, you move in, and on day one, you suddenly think, oh, crikey, I wish I'd asked about this, because all of a sudden we might have a little bit more to spend than on cushions. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so treat me like the ignorant fool that I am when it comes to this. I'm walking up the garden path of a new house that I'm looking at.
You've got to love
with
it.
Me. Yeah, well, exactly. So I walk in the door. What kind of things should I be looking at?
Okay, well, you know, first and foremost, I don't actually say make sure that you've got the most beautiful house on the street. I like to go for the ugly duckling because I do like to add value and try and turn things around. But obviously, I'm always up for a bit of a bargain, trying to, you know, find something in the house where I can have a bit of a deal breaker with the agent. Yeah. So you know, some of the things you have to look out for when you're viewing a property is, you know, look up at the ceilings, look for cracks, look for brown stains, drips, problem areas. You're looking for things that you can think, oh, right, I can mention that. Maybe we can have a bit of a deal.
A bit of a strong arm.
A bit of a strong arm there. You need to think about opening doors and windows, flick all the switches, count power points in the rooms. Just little things like that. Expect the plumbing. You know, you need to make sure that what you're buying is what you're paying for. So always have something up your sleeve that you can have a bit of a deal breaker with the agent.
Now, Scott, it might be a little bit harder for people to look for appliance safety around when they're so excited looking around their potential new home. But if you could give us a few sort of things that we should bear in mind, things that we should be asking for.
Well, it's always a good idea to, if there's a gas boiler in the house, no matter how detailed your survey, your surveyor is, unless they're a gas safe registered engineer, they might not be in a position to judge. So a surveyor might come around and say, from a visual look at, the boiler looks like it's fairly old, but I don't see any visible signs of distress. It's something you might want to get checked. So we did, and in fact I did it when we bought the house that we're in now, is we had it surveyed. They said it's a kind of old boiler around here. So I said, well, can you get a gas safe registered engineer to actually come out and have a look at it? Now, the person we were buying from was a bit reluctant because I think they thought we were trying to drive the price down. And all I really wanted to know was, well, is it safe? Is what's there safe? If it might need replaced, that's a different set of conversations and that becomes a negotiation. I just wanted to make sure that the house I was going into was safe for my family.
You don't want to spend all that money and then have something explode on you.
And I wanted some evidence. So you want to look for things like warranties. You want to see service records and things that they have, because they don't automatically turn up as something that's a legal requirement when you're buying. Mm-hmm. But they're really
good
things.
Which is incredible to think, isn't it?
Which is kind of counterintuitive, because you think this is really important and you think, well, surely that must be in there, like with the land registry search and everything else around here. But actually, it's something that you have to specifically ask.
And it's always important to ask for all the documents anyway, with everything to do with the house. But you're so right with that.
So you said earlier in this research that Gas Safe Register have done, people think these kind of safety checks are included within a survey. What kinds of things aren't that people seem to think are?
Well, I mean, from our side, just someone, a surveyor looking at the gas appliances, unless they have been specifically, you know, you've said to them, Mr. Surveyor, Mrs. Surveyor, when you come out and do this, I specifically want a gas safety check done by a qualified pro. Mm-hmm. That's not going to be something that will come up there. Mm. So they'll maybe come back with a visual inspection. And that's some of the things that we talk about lots. You know, there are some visible signs of distress on a gas appliance that might be a sign.
Like what?
So on a boiler, there might be sooting and staining on it, you know, almost like chimney flues around here. There might be really excessive condensation in a room that when it's working around here. On things like a gas cooker, if there's a floppy yellow flame rather than a crisp blue one, these are all signs. Now, but here's the trick. The absence of those things doesn't necessarily mean that it's
Now I'm completely confused.
So, you know, there are things that would be warning signs that you would say, okay, I definitely want to have that looked at. Mm. But unless you're qualified to actually go out and look at it, a qualified engineer, it might look okay, but actually someone comes out and says, actually, there's more of an issue here, or they might come out and say it's absolutely fine, or you might want to look at replacing it for efficiency reasons or other things down the line, but it's working safely and as it should.
I mean,
so a good idea would be to ask for a gas safe register for somebody to come out and give you that before you even make an offer.
And that's the thing, you can kind of understand why people are confused.
And it may well be because if you own your own home, there's no legal obligation to get a safety check done every year. We say it's a really good thing to do. So when you get it serviced, you might have a service plan with your energy provider or someone else that comes out and does a service and a safety check every year anyway. If you're renting a property, your landlord has a legal duty to provide you with an annual safety check, which is different.
Yeah.
But if you're in your own, so if you're buying a property and you ask the seller, what do you have? You know, what evidence do you have that this was put in? Do you have your building regs certificates? Do you have things on there? Do you have any evidence that it's been maintained properly over the years? That would help give me some comfort
that
someone's on this and it's not just been you know, quickly bodged exactly. in. You know,
love a bit of paperwork, don't you? You see, that's where I go, yep, forget the folder of paperwork, show me the bedroom, yeah. show me the kitchen, let's look at the bathroom, how can I extend it and add value?
But somebody right, has to love the paperwork.
So you and I would be a good combo yeah. to buy a house together, Scott.
I'm just standing with my arms crossed at the back
Here's
of the room.
Here's my clipboard. Just going to do my checklist.
Speaking of good combinations, Lucy, you must have seen some absolute horror
oh my
shows
God.
In your years.
Horror shows. Do you know what? The brilliant thing about having so many years on Homes Under the Hammer is that I've met amazing people, some funnier than others. One lovely lady that I did meet one day, I was filming in Folkestone. She thought she'd gone along to bid at the auction on a big plot of land, and she ended up buying, I shouldn't laugh, I'm sorry if you're watching or listening, she ended up buying a hairdresser's.
Oh.
She bid on the wrong thing.
How does that?
Oh, and I okay, turned up right. to do my filming, and she was delightful and so much fun, and she was like, well, I just spent 55 grand on this hairdresser's, but I actually thought I was bidding for a 2-acre plot of land round the corner. So, you know, I have seen people bid on the wrong property. We were filming recently in a fabulous toilets in a, you know, men's loos in Canterbury that got turned into a wonderful sandwich shop. You know, I've also...
After a bit of a wipe down, presumably.
A bit of a wipe down and
so.
Mind the chip butties. But, yeah, also we filmed recently in a wonderful chapel. It was a really old chapel in Tunbridge Wells in Kent. They converted it into a huge house, built another one in the grounds. You know, I've seen it all. It's been amazing. I've been very lucky to have witnessed a lot of that.
And what about yourself, Scott? Anything you've ever come across in your experience where you're thinking, how did you not check that?
Well, it's when you go in. I mean, it's a few years since we bought one now. But you think when someone's dressing a house, and you'll know this, when you're selling these things, you kind of want to make the best of what's
yes,
there.
Yes.
And you walk in and you think, hang on, what time did the party finish last night? You know, when everything's, you know, around, and it's a complete sea of all sorts of things.
We've all been there.
That's my house every day.
That's fine.
Always having parties.
Once you're in, that's absolutely fine. But even from on the gas safety side as well, people think, right, boiler's in the cupboard. It's, you know, it's kind of hidden away. But you go in and find that it's completely stuffed. It's like Jenga. You know, people have just slotting towels in and squeezing things around you.
Yeah,
and you think,
sounds familiar,
hang on a minute.
How much to buy a new boiler, just out of interest? Come on, tell me, because I think I need to know.
Do you know, across the country, it will
3,000?
Vary. 3,000? About that. I think that's
okay.
That's not a bad figure to get,
right.
get your head around.
Okay.
Well, that's the other thing that came up in the research as well. You know, 12% of people said they would fit a new boiler. So when you go in, and I think that's probably fairly typical, when you're spending everything else that you're spending, if things are working and they're safe, I'm not sure it would be on the top of your list to say, I'm going to, you know, I'll upgrade the cooker to a lovely Aga. That's lovely, because everyone can see that. But is the old boiler in the back cupboard working fine? I'll live with that until it stops working. I don't think many people would go in unless they're doing a whole refurb of all the heating bits and saying, well, I want ground, you know, I want underfloor heating, or I want solar as part of it, or all these things. I'm not sure many people would automatically think to do that as a kind of discretionary purchase. But we ended up finding that a fifth of buyers regretted not getting
just
that more comprehensive
that.
Survey
like,
on there because
you.
They suddenly find, oh, hang on a minute, this might have flagged something that we had to budget for anyway. A third of people who bought homes said they'd had to replace the boiler earlier than anticipated due to faults or age. So they might not have set out to do it. They might have said, that can wait till next year, or we'll do that in the summer, and then...
I had a boiler breakdown. Can I just tell you about my boiler that broke down? It was awful. No, we've recently just built a new house. And I built it for my daughter who's in a wheelchair. We put a lift in and we made it all level and flat access. It's fantastic. Bought a new boiler, really lovely boiler. Because it's brand new, it couldn't cope with the new house. And it broke down. It was wintertime and it was freezing.
Wow.
And so what happens if, you know, that happens? You've got to get an instant plumber, somebody to come out and look at it. But new boilers do often break down because they can't cope.
Well, I think that's probably about having sized the right one to go into the property. So if you go to a gas safe registered engineer, someone who's done this kind of thing before, they'll... get terribly technical about it, but they'll talk about the load that will be on it. And you get different kinds of product. In the same way, if you're living on your own, a little fridge freezer is absolutely fine.
If you've got a huge house, five kids.
You would say, big
same
American
thing.
Fridge freezer thing around here. So it's about fit for purpose. Mm-hmm. But the person to ask for that is the engineer.
Well, that's
and say,
why it's so important.
Here's how we live our life. And it might be, you know, with your family as well. Every family is different. You might say, well, actually, we're going to be running 3 baths a day.
Yeah.
You know, just you know, for other reasons, or actually we're probably going to be a couple of showers, or we're going to have a big load on our heating requirement because it's going to be on all day, because there might be someone, an older person living in the house who just says, I'm going to want the heating on pretty much 10 months of the year and cranked up. So that's where you speak to your engineer, yeah. and say, this is how we're going to live our life. So it's not just about the property, yeah. but it's about how are we going yeah. to use this?
And doesn't it ruin your life completely when it doesn't work?
Well, exactly.
Has anyone had that?
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden it's yeah. like December and it's freezing.
I once got a video from my lovely girlfriend about a year and a half ago. She's after I'd got to work and there was just water flooding everywhere
no.
out of the boiler. And
no.
Because, well, yeah. we rent, like I say. I'm a bit of an ignorant fool when
yes.
it comes to buying houses.
Yeah.
It was just
talk to me
a
later.
Only if you can make it cheap.
I'll try to do my best for you. I'll take you to an auction.
There was just water everywhere, and I had absolutely no idea what to do. And that's why it's so important that
yes.
people go to the right place, isn't it?
Well, and this is the other thing as well. It's sort of not what we were really talking about today, but we say to people on a cold January morning, 1st of January, the heating's off,
yeah.
and you suddenly think, oh, do you know what?
Crank it up.
Perhaps, and things aren't working, we think, do you know what? See, when it was kind of quieter in July and lovely and warm and everything was off, should we have got it serviced and safety checked then? Mm. Yeah, because
yes.
it's maybe not a surprise to know that heating
yes.
engineer might be kind of busy on a cold January morning when lots
everyone
of people's things
does
are
that,
breaking
though, Scott. That's what we all
this
do.
This is why your message needs to ring through. This is how we get smarter.
Yeah, you're right. It's so true, isn't it?
Scott, if you could give us a quick checklist and tips and advice for what first-time buyers in particular that might not have an idea of what they're looking for, should be looking for, what would you say?
Well, you know, along with all of the good advice that Lucy will give about actually picking the right property for you in the first place and all of the really good things and, you know, buy the worst house in the best street and all of these
ugly duckling
all of these things around here. We don't want to spoil anyone's fun and joy and,
yeah.
you know, buying a house is a brilliantly stressful process sometimes.
It's up there with divorce and death.
Well,
just dropping that in,
the
guys.
The thing you always hear is that it's more stressful than planning a wedding and
yes,
things like that.
Yes.
Oh,
definitely.
God, yeah. But all of the things. So
Never done that either.
We don't want to ruin that fun around for people around you.
Of course.
We just want to say somewhere in the mix of there, we just want to have one there. So when you're doing your lists, and when we bought one, you know, our life was folders and files and clipboards.
Oh,
and
I can
everything
imagine.
And everything around there. It's the one little entry around here that says, right, gas appliances in the house. What do we know? And what can we prove? And what do we need to look out for? So it's just saying when you're commissioning, you know, you're speaking to your solicitor or you're speaking to your surveyor, it's don't assume that some of these things are picked up and covered because they might not be. Be really explicit and say, you know, I'm looking for evidence that this has gone in properly. I'm looking for any paperwork that supports that kind of thing. And then even once you're in, if you don't have those things, do you know what to do if you want to change those things,
mm-hmm.
if you want to go around? Do you know how to find an engineer who will be able to help you size the appropriate mm-hmm. boiler, all these sort of things
Never
to get
thought
them in?
That.
Never. So for us, it's, you know, do you know how to find a properly qualified gas safe registered engineer in your area? I'll go into my commercial mode and say you come to our website, you go to gassaferegister.co.uk, call us on 0800 408 5500 and see
just
if you
can
find...
Just want to say that again.
We'll do it again at the end as well. But find an engineer in your area who will be able to help you through that and then you can relax. Enjoy
yeah.
your new home,
yeah.
plump your cushions and yeah. worry about getting rid of the avocado bathroom.
With house buying, there really is so many elements to bring together all at the same time. I mean, that's the key. It's about bringing all these clever elements together. You've got to keep your buyer happy. You've got your mortgage application. You've got your dates to move. You're checking in constantly with agents.
Nah,
you've just got to navigate through a series of time-sensitive situations. That's what it's about. And now you've added another one to the list, which actually is probably first and foremost the most important thing to do.
But I guess the thing as well, Lucy, is like you've bought a number of properties over the years, rented some out. It must be a completely different process now than it was, say, even 10 years ago. As Scott mentioned, it used to be clipboards and paperwork and all this. How has it changed?
Well, it's just changed that I think, especially in London where we live, properties don't always come up for sale. You have to be the first one ready at the top of the queue. You also have to be a likeable person. People sometimes now choose who they would like to have, you know, for you to have their house.
Yeah.
So you've got to be nice. You've got to be a person that, you know, the seller wants to sell to.
Yeah.
So I just think it has changed. You've got to be ready. You've got to have your money in place. You've got to get your mortgage sorted out. You know, you've still got to do all your checklists,
yeah.
but you've got to remember what an emotional roller coaster it is,
and,
you know, and not lose your head. Don't fall in love. Don't mentally move in and always have a backup plan. I always have one, two, three, four, five, six houses to play off against. Because I always think that helps terribly if you're looking at house A and you already, you know, you have fallen in love.
Yeah.
To have B, C, D and E already to kind of like jump up into the queue.
Well, exactly.
It's a good thing.
Then
and play the agents off
basket.
Each other as well.
Yeah, everything's not all in one basket.
Absolutely.
Then.
And if you do lose, if you lose your dream home, quite often it can come back to you because the chain often falls out. So, you know.
There you go. And Scott, speaking of checklists, once you've got this checked, once you're in the house, it doesn't stop there, does it? You have to keep going with this regularly.
It doesn't. I mean, it's our strong advice. And say, if you're renting the property out, it's slightly different because you have legal duties. And if you're renting, then, you know, you have rights. And that's slightly different. But if it's your own property, what's actually, it kind of makes sense. If you have had to spend a bit of money, you've got your shiny new boiler sitting working that's perfectly suited for your family around here, you want to make sure that the warranties are kept up. And often the manufacturers will say, well, you need to provide evidence that actually it's been service and safety checked every year anyway to meet the warranty. But from our side, we'd say that's really good advice anyway. Even if the appliance is new, things can happen. You know, you've had your new boiler put in and then you get other building work done and flues and chimneys can be knocked. Things can, you know, pipe work can be accidentally damaged. Sometimes you wouldn't be able to see if there's a problem. And with the best will in the world, we're not qualified as civilians to make that judgment. You need a professional to come in and say, yeah, actually, that's going to need an adjustment or there seems to have been some damage or something here. So you get that checked. Mm. And there's good second advice as well. So know the symptoms of things like carbon monoxide poisoning as well. Be aware that there might be signs that something has gone wrong.
Can we hit on that? I mean, I know how seriously important that is. And you can buy little discs and things to put up. And I think that's just something that, gosh, I would urge everybody to do.
Well, see, the discs, little colour change.
That's a worry to me.
Colour-changing discs are... There's a thing that's available that's a little...
They're
chemically treated discs. And when exposed to CO, they'll change colour.
Yeah.
A changed colour disc is not going to wake you up in the middle of the night if something goes wrong. So we don't recommend them. We say get an audible carbon monoxide alarm.
Yep.
And they're really widely available. Yep. You get them in big supermarkets, you get them in the DIY sheds. Make sure that they've got the kite mark on and that they're appropriate. But we'd rather you didn't have the problem in the first place.
Yeah, so
one of the best things that you can do is get that annual service and safety check and get the pro in to do it.
Exactly. Okay, so I think we're gonna quickly wrap up now, guys. I'm going to ask you both for one top tip. Lucy from Style and Scott from Safety. Lucy, what would be your top style tip when looking for a new home?
Oh, you've really put me on the spot. A
top that was
style
the point.
Tip. Something that I love. Well, I say, a style tip for me is the windows are the eyes of the property. So for me, I love to think, how can I change those windows? How can I ramp this house up? How can I add value to it and make it look a little more sexy? You know, you can get the ugliest house in the street and really turn it around.
Just wax some new windows in and make it look gorgeous.
Put some beautiful new windows in, some shutters. You know, you can paint the exterior. There's so much you can do to, you know, get the ugly duckling to look like a beautiful swan if you want
Fantastic. And Scott, one big top tip for gas safety.
Well, you won't be surprised to say that my advice would be get gas safety on your list of things that you have to think about and get there. And when you get your gas work done, whether it's changing an appliance, whether it's getting it fixed or getting it serviced, always use a Gas Safe Registered engineer to do that.
Scott Darrock from Gas Safe Register and property queen Lucy Alexander from Homes Under the Hammer. Thank you very, very much for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It's been brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you for joining the new podcast. For more information on checking an engineer or buying a new home, please visit gassaferegister.co.uk.